intention and purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada
Ki Jai!
Please therefore describe the Almighty Lord's activities, which you have learned by your vast knowledge of the Vedas, for that will satisfy the hankerings of great learned men and at the same time mitigate the miseries of the mass of common people who are always suffering from material pangs. Indeed, there is no other way to get out of such miseries. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shabitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upakaramaya Dadati Sabarantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is an important chapter, Narada Muni, instructing Vyasadeva the importance of compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam. Without his inspiration, we wouldn't have this Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, we're very much obliged to Sri Narada Muniji for kindly appearing to his disciple at the proper time, inspiring him to compile this wonderful literature, which is giving light to us, especially in the Kali Yuga, after the disappearance of Lord Sri Krishna from the material world. This Bhagavatam is giving us the guidance. So nobody is more qualified than Vyasadeva to compile this great literature. Narada Muni knew that. Therefore, he's engaging his disciple according to his capacity. This is the business of the spiritual master. He knows the nature of the disciple, and he engages him according to that capacity in the service of Krishna. So one important point here, we see that the people in general are suffering. That's a fact. Who can deny? Sometimes they eat too much, they get indigestion, they can't. Suffering is the normal condition here in this material world. Because suffering from other living entities, their wife is giving them trouble, their children are giving them trouble, their countrymen are giving them trouble, their boss is giving them trouble, the dog is giving them trouble, the insect is giving them trouble. This is the adibhautik, trouble from other living entities. Adidaivik, adibhautik, adiatmik. Yes, adiatmik means trouble from their own self. Even if you don't get any trouble from other living entities, still you get a toothache, you get some arthritis, some problem is there. And then the trouble from the nature, adidaivik, the demigods are doing their service of keeping everything going. But in order to do that, because the whole place is a prison house, so naturally the prison house is going to be giving trouble to the prisoners. They want to be free. So we see, we're conditioned. There's always some problem from one side or another. Therefore, we need to take seriously this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam? Very clear, that we should become devotees of Krishna. This will relieve us. And how do we become devotees of Krishna? That also is very simple. Just to chant the glories of the Lord at all time, all circumstances. So hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam will make us devotees. Even those who are very learned, as mentioned here, they can apply their intelligence to understand the subject matter. This was the method recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the very intelligent Brahmin, Pradyumna Misra, came to Lord Chaitanya, and he said, please tell me, what is my best interest? Please advise me. So Lord Chaitanya directed him, you should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from the Vaishnava. And he sent him to Ramananda Roy. He said, even I've heard from Ramananda Roy. He is the most qualified to teach you this subject. So this is the process. We should regularly hear Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, this message of Srimad Bhagavatam from the proper source, from the bona fide representative. And what is the qualification of the bona fide representative? He doesn't have to have six arms or two heads or something, no. He simply repeats the message in a very simple method, simple way, as it's being presented. Of course, first he has to apply it in his own life. How can we sell something if we don't buy it, if we don't apply it? If we're not convinced about it, otherwise it'll simply be a bluff or some hypocrisy. So the the bona fide speaker of Bhagavatam is simply one who's heard nicely. We were mentioning that last night in class. that Prabhupada's qualification that he was very enthusiastic to hear. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta noted that this boy likes to hear, others go and come, but he is eager to hear. And Prabhupada said, that was my qualification because I was eager to hear. Now I become expert at broadcasting, Shravanam Kirtanam. So what is the difficulty to hear? It's a very nice subject matter. Prabhupada has given us so many books, even if we don't have opportunity to come to the temple regularly, still we can hear by reading the books. Of course, it's nice to also come to the temple because Prabhupada does mention in many places that by study alone, it's not so conducive, but by hearing and explaining, this is an important feature of the process. We become convinced in that association more readily. Because naturally there'll be some questions that come in our reading, but by discussing amongst the devotees, Sadhu Sangha, then those doubts can be removed. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta makes this point also. There was a class of men who were reading Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books and coming to the wrong conclusion. So he was chiding them, telling them, this is not the process. If you want to actually understand the subject matter, you have to go to the devotees who are living the message of Bhagavatam. Therefore, we eschew the professional reciters because they're not living the Bhagavatam. So this is the qualification. If one is living his life directed under the guidance of the Vaishnava and the coming from the bona fide Shastras like Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, then he becomes qualified he has the potency to convince us. Otherwise, who will be convinced by some hypocrite? That was our conclusion. Before we came to Krishna consciousness, we had given up on religion because we didn't find any really religious man. But when we saw Prabhupada, then we were amazed. Here is a person who is he's not only talking something, but he's living. And look at how he's living so wonderfully, with such ecstasy, and so many good qualities. So then we'll become more convinced. That's the idea. So all things are needed. We need the Shastra, and we also need Sadhu and Guru. If we just try to take one with the exclusion of others, then we become bogus. If we think, I just follow my guru, I don't care whether he follows Shastra or not, then we become cheated. Guru Maharaji or somebody will cheat us. We have to refer to the Shastra. But if we just follow Shastra without the guidance of guru, then that also will come to the point of speculating. Oh, I think this verse means this, I think this means that. Therefore, we have to have Guru Sadhu Shastra. This is the bona fide authorities. All three have to be there in our life, so that we know that we're going forward step by step. When I was in the Navy, we were a quartermaster. Means when we would take the ship out, especially when we were going out of the harbor, we would have to get a fix, it was called. A fix was where we would have a compass with a glass, and we'd mark